I work in the Credit Suisse Innovative Technology Group, which is looking at how to exploit blockchains and distributed ledgers, amongst other technologies. We participate in, I think the count is 22 projects that are coming up to production across lots of areas of our businesses, from settlements through derivative processing, through representation of financial contracts for clients, finance, collateral, or collateral management, both from a derivative point of view, but also moving, sourcing collateral within the marketplace and moving it frictionlessly. None of these ones have failed right now. So when we talk about fail fast, they've hit some bumps, but they've still gone through and shown that you learn, you move forwards, but it's not broken its way through. The challenge that we're facing, when you step back and look at the technology, I'm going to come back a little bit and go to some first principles and say, you know, trading, insurance, finance, etc. Most businesses, we've talked about trade finance, we're basically recording and managing agreements. Call them contracts. We're managing agreements over their life, from inception through in a derivative portfolio, daily margining, daily settlement, financial reporting, etc. This is currently done on a load of chatty, customized, independently built, in many cases, ancient systems. And we've seen enough examples in the press this week to see what happens as we try and move forwards out of those. That's embedded cost and fragility. And part of the challenge with the regulatory stuff is just trying to move forwards what seem at times to be quite reasonable requests out of regulators can be near impossible to build in less than 3, 4, 5 years. So when we looked at these ones and then the distributed ledger stuff came across, we said, okay, what we need to do is step back and look at that process and break it down like that and say, all distributed ledgers do is keep track of bits of information. The bit that people miss or that we try to exploit is they can also store the code on that ledger. So they can store code that says, these random bits mean these things in these circumstances, and store that code within it. That gives a control over the fragmentation and allows standards to be written and enforced. So we have standards out there, but everybody builds their own interfaces and maps into these standards. And if people look under the hood at some of these processing networks, they don't process very efficiently. There's a lot of repair work going through them because those standards are not enforced. So we're working through saying, you know, I have an engineering problem of how to facilitate the definition and recording of these contracts. We also know from just one part, from the literature, whether it's books or, you know, some people in the room have demonstrated that those financial contracts are built out of very simple primitives. And we're looking at that composability of these contracts on that ledger, such that if I've built a coupon calculation or a coupon definition, I can reuse it a million times. Yeah? That element of composability, you know, it's an engineering problem. So we're looking at this as saying, you know, I have engineering challenges to design these processes to exploit this kind of technology. If I just replace like for like, I'm dead in the water. So the challenge we try to do is to say, okay, what can I do in these technologies that I can't do now? And it is the consistency, the code control, the data control, the identity control potential that's there. It's a hard one. One of the biggest challenges, as I say, is not replicating yesterday's mistakes. That's really where I come at it from.
All right. Thank you.